Welcome to Dailyish for Monday, November 27th. It currently feels like -3, but it's actually 2 degrees. So there's your Monday morning conundrum. Happy Cyber Monday to everybody celebrating out there in the internet lands. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Patreon supporters, possibly like you, patreon.com/iChris. Is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts more directly. Over at the old Good Stuffs, the Good Stuff Broadcasting Network, we're slowly but surely chipping away at getting the Good Stuff Patreon campaign going. And that'll be hopefully launching soon enough, sooner than I'll hit episode 300, let's say, on Dailyish. We're at 223 right now. You can find this podcast at goodstuff.fm if you don't know what I'm talking about. If you're new here, goodstuff.fm is the podcast network that I and my partner Kyle broadcast podcasts from, publish podcasts to. I don't know what the right wording is, but along with a bunch of other shows from friends and family. There's shows about TV, about movies, about technology, about the web, about waking up in the morning, and discussing science with your brother. What else am I forgetting? Growing up and asking each other questions. I think that covers most of the shows there. Goodstuff.fm/shows, where you can see all the shows we have on offer for you. They're all free right now. Cyber Monday deal. All the episodes, every episode at goodstuff.fm is free to download. Just use coupon code Cyber is not real, and you'll get all the episodes for free. So be sure to check that out. You can continue to sign up and vote for the courses that I'm going to be putting together. I am putting together right now, slowly but surely. Instagram 101, WordPress 101, Podcasting 101. The links are in the show notes. The Podcasting 101 course, I'll just say, is in the lead fairly healthily. So, which is disappointing to me. I mean, it's good, but it's the one that requires the most work. So, I was hoping to start. I might still circumvent my own voting process. Democracy. This is not a democracy. Sorry, this is a dictatorship. But fake news stuff. And so I might just do the Instagram one first, just because it's going to be the easiest one to do. But it's also the one that's going to have to be updated the most. So it's the easiest upfront production, but then long-term ongoing work, I guess. So the Audio Hijack video and clips tutorial, both on the YouTube channel, are doing some well. Those are links in the show notes as well. And feel free to share those. Thumbs up them. Again, those are free on Cyber Monday as well to watch. Just use promo code. There is no promo code in all caps. And that'll get you those videos for free. And I have an aging, this is my little technology dilemma that I'll confess to you, the listeners. I have an aging MacBook Air 2012, I think it is, MacBook Air, that I use for work when I'm out of the office. I have an iMac that I usually use here at home in the home office, and that's fine. It works awesome. It's fast, etc. But the laptop is showing its age, and it has been, especially once I got the new iMac. Obviously, it feels a lot slower, etc. I can live with that, but it is screen-wise, it's not Retina, and that's starting to wear on me a bit. Not quite sharp and clear. Plus, it's slowing down as new OS has come out, and it does also, the battery dies basically within an hour or so, and it randomly locks up and shuts down. So those are some features that I'd like to get rid of on the new whatever I go with. And I've been torn between there's the obvious choice of upgrading to a new MacBook Pro of some sort, but they just feel really expensive for the amount I use it. When I actually sit and think about how often I take the laptop out to go use with a client or work remotely, work at a coffee shop or whatever, it happens fairly rarely these days, but it's nice to have that option. Then, so MacBook Pro would be one option. iPad Pro would be another option, maybe a 10-inch iPad Pro. I was sort of really gung-ho, and then I got cold feet and went back to the laptop idea. And then I remembered about this sweet podcast or audio editing app for iPad, iOS, and called Ferret. And it supports all the fancy iPad Pro stuff of drag and drop and multiple windows and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm kind of tempted to pick it up, a Pro, iPad Pro, and with that app, and do some client work, client editing podcasts work on iPad Pro for a while, with the idea that if it really horribly bombs, I guess I could probably resell the iPad Pro without taking a huge loss. as long as Apple doesn't update them, you know, as soon as I buy one, which is likely going to happen. And then the third option, something crazy, is just like going with a Windows laptop that's pretty beefy, I think is the technical term, and serve two purposes. One, I could use Adobe Audition on the Mac and Windows to sort of keep my editing, podcast editing brain clear. But then also would enable me to not have to boot into Boot Camp, dual boot my iMac to play games like Overwatch and things like that that I could occasionally dabble in on that need Windows. So that was a third sort of option I threw at myself over the weekend as I was looking at Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals and stuff like that. But I don't think I'm not ready to commit real money to Windows hardware yet. I think I'm not against the platform, like using Windows on my Mac here, Windows 10, when I boot into it, it's not terrible. It's fine. It works. I'm sure there's stuff if I was using it on a day-to-day basis that would annoy me. And like just even a decent Twitter app for Windows was kind of hard to come by. And I don't want to use twitter.com like the website. So, I would miss a lot of the apps I use, the sort of third-party mail app and like Tweetbot. I like Logic Pro on the Mac. I could probably get used to Adobe Audition. I know there's lots to be gained from that. There's iTunes for Windows, but apparently it's terrible. And I'd miss a lot of the nice touches that I'm used to and gotten very used to over the last 15 plus years working on the Mac. So, but I'm not a Windows or Mac zealot or anti-Windows person exclusively, I guess. So I'm open to that. But that's my Cyber Monday confessional, as it were, technology confessional. I was hoping Apple had had an iPad Pro deal on the weekend on Friday, where if you bought an iPad Pro, then you got $100 and some Apple gift card. That I was hoping would be maybe repeated again on Cyber Monday here, but it hasn't. And so I missed that deal. And the only deals on my iPad Pros I can find are like Costco has them for $10 less than the Apple Store sells them for. And then there's a lot of iPad, the past generation iPad Pros that are out there are marked down and on sale and promos and stuff like that for Cyber Mondays and whatever. But looking for the 10.5 inch, probably the 256 gig, just so that there's enough space to keep files around and not have to always worry about keeping them in Dropbox and stuff. So if you've got advice, you can hit me up on Twitter, iChris on Twitter, and send me a note if you got comments and concerns, questions, things I should think about, maybe some crazy product I haven't even thought of that I should be looking at. But that's it for this episode. As part of the Cyber Week promotion, Cyber Monday promotion, I guess, we're going to extend Daily-ish hopefully every day this week. That's the goal. That's this as part of the, if you use promo code Daily-ish every day .biz, just punch that into the keyboard in front of you, and that should give you episodes of Daily-ish every day this week. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great day. Bye.